Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. You know that feeling when you've messed up, big time? Maybe a project bombed, you snapped at someone you love, or you just completely failed to meet your own expectations. That sinking feeling in your gut? Yeah, that's self-criticism rearing its ugly head. Now, I get it. We live in a world where high achievers are celebrated and anything less than perfect is, well, let's be real, disappointing. But here's the thing. We need to ditch this all-or-nothing mentality and learn to treat ourselves with a little bit of kindness, even when we stumble. That's where self-compassion comes in. It's not about making excuses for our mistakes, it's about understanding that everyone messes up, even the seemingly perfect people you see on Instagram. Think of self-compassion as your inner cheerleader, the one who whispers, "You're doing your best," instead of screaming, "You should be better." It's about recognizing that we're all human, imperfect, and beautifully flawed. So, why is this so important for our mental health? Let's break it down. 1. Stress reduction. When you treat yourself with kindness, you're less likely to spiral into anxiety and stress when things go wrong. Self-compassion acts like a buffer, helping you navigate those tough moments with grace and resilience. Remember that time you bombed a presentation? Instead of beating yourself up, imagine giving yourself a virtual hug and saying, "Okay, I didn't nail it this time, but I learned something. Next time, I'll try." See the difference? 2. Boosting self-esteem. When we're constantly criticizing ourselves, our self-worth takes a major hit. But when we practice self-compassion, we start to see ourselves in a more positive light. We acknowledge our strengths and accept our weaknesses without judgment. This shift in perspective can lead to a genuine increase in self-esteem and confidence. 3. Improved relationships. You know how it feels when someone is constantly criticizing you? It's draining and hurtful, right? Well, we tend to project those same patterns onto our relationships. But when we practice self-compassion, we're more understanding and forgiving of ourselves and others. This creates a ripple effect, fostering healthier and more supportive connections. 4. Increased motivation. Ever notice how much harder it is to get started on a task when you're feeling down on yourself? Self-criticism can be paralyzing, but self-compassion gives us the courage to try again, even when we're afraid of failure. It reminds us that it's okay to make mistakes, they're opportunities to learn and grow. 5. Greater emotional regulation. Imagine facing a stressful situation with a calm and collected mindset instead of feeling overwhelmed by anxiety or anger. Self-compassion helps us regulate our emotions more effectively. We can acknowledge our feelings without letting them control us, leading to a greater sense of peace and well-being. So how do you put this into practice? Think about that time your friends shared their struggles. Did you judge them or offer support? You probably went with the latter. The same applies to yourself. Treat yourself like a good friend, with understanding, kindness, and a sprinkle of humor when things get tough. You know those times you try so hard to be perfect, but then end up feeling exhausted and overwhelmed? Remember that time you were trying to master that new recipe, and it ended up being a complete disaster? It's like trying to juggle chainsaws while riding a unicycle. You end up stressed, frustrated, and probably with some kitchen casualties. That's when self-compassion steps in, like your own personal chef who says, "Hey, let's order pizza tonight." We all deserve a break. Self-compassion isn't about giving up or accepting mediocrity. It's about being kind to yourself throughout the journey, celebrating your successes, learning from your mistakes, and showing up for yourself with love and understanding, even when things get messy. Remember, you're doing your best, and that's enough. Alright, folks, here's the takeaway. Self-compassion is a superpower. It helps you manage stress, boost your self-esteem, improve relationships, find motivation, and regulate your emotions. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a dear friend. So go out there and be kind to yourself. Now I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-compassion. And leave a comment telling me your favorite way to practice self-care. Let's build a community of support and encouragement, one compassionate act at a time. Remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and understanding, starting with yourself. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.